Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. Welcome to day 733. The Supreme Court granted the Trump administration's request to enforce its ban on transgender people serving in the military. While the legal challenge continues in the lower courts, the vote was 5-4, and the court's 5 conservative members in the majority and its 4 liberal members in dissent. More than 15,000 transgender Americans are currently serving in the United States military, and more than 134,000 are veterans. Moving on, Rudy Giuliani walked back his comments about Trump's involvement in the Trump Tower Moscow project, calling the statements he made hypothetical and not based on conversations he had with Trump. Giuliani originally said that negotiations over the project continued up until the day Trump won the election, and that Trump remembered having, quote, fleeting conversations, end quote, about the deal after the Trump Organization signed the letter of intent. The big question here is whether or not Trump was engaged in ongoing negotiations with an American adversary while simultaneously seeking the presidency and advocating that President Obama lift sanctions against that same adversary, Russia. Giuliani also claimed that it didn't matter if Trump engaged in conversations with Russia about the Moscow deal because it's not a crime. He went on to say that, quote, there are no tapes, there are no texts, there is no corroboration, end quote, because he's personally been through all the tapes. Quote, I have been through all the texts, I have been through all the emails, and I knew none existed, end quote. A few moments later, Giuliani tried to clarify, quote, I shouldn't have said tapes, end quote. Moments after that, Giuliani added, quote, well, I have listened to tapes, end quote. Giuliani also then tried to revise his previous statement that Trump told him the Trump Tower Moscow project, quote, discussions were going on from the day I announced to the day I won, end quote, saying simply, he didn't have the conversations. Now, an editor's note here, this is a wild interview and well worth the read in The New Yorker. Visit the main site for the link. It's item number 3. And finally, Trump Jr. blamed Michael Cohen for the Trump Tower Moscow project, claiming that his family, quote, doesn't know anything about it, end quote. Trump Jr. also claimed that there was never a deal, contradicting the fact that Trump signed a letter of intent in October 2015 and the team of developers were revealed in 2017. And in the polls, the New York Times says 73% of Americans believe that climate change is real and that global warming is happening, a jump up of 10 percentage points from 2015 and 3 points up since last March. 72% also said that global warming is personally important to them. And now to the notables. 1, the White House has not held an on-camera press briefing in more than 35 days, a new record for the Trump administration. 2, Trump directed Sarah Huckabee Sanders not to bother with press briefings because certain members of the press cover her rudely and inaccurately. 3, Mitch McConnell will introduce 2 bills to end the government shutdown on Thursday. 4, the Supreme Court took no action on the Trump administration's request to review the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. 5, a U.S. banker with ties to the Kremlin tried to schedule a meeting with Trump 9 days after he won the presidency, in the hopes of securing a role in the Trump administration. 6, a Russian singer linked to the Trump Tower meeting canceled an upcoming tour of North America over concerns about Mueller's Russia probe. 7, the Supreme Court will allow a foreign-owned company to file sealed court documents in an investigation that is believed to be led by Robert Mueller. 8, the top diplomat in charge of European affairs at the State Department resigned, citing personal and professional reasons. 9, Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts have been posting altered photos that make him look thinner and make his hands look bigger. And finally, Trump is preparing 2 different State of the Union speeches, one to be delivered to Congress in the House chamber where he's been disinvited by Nancy Pelosi, and another for a political rally just outside of Washington, D.C. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.